wrestle not against flesh and blood. Victory is the goal for every battle. Get set for an empowerment to conquer in the battles of life as you listen to Encounter with the Truth by Pastor Sammy.
In families, and the family of God is called the church. So if you belong to a church, then you are in the family of God. It is in the church that you will receive lights that will turn your life around. Hallelujah. And throughout the month, we have learned that the church of God is in denominations. The same way that all of us, we belong to different families. In the same way, we may belong to different denominations. But all of us are one people. Hallelujah. It is the united church. Whenever the church is united, the church will dominate over others. So we said this year is our year of dominion. And for us to dominate, we need to be together. So understand that you cannot, there is a saying, they said you can go fast alone, but you cannot go far alone. If you want to go far, you need to be walking with people. And as you talk and you go, before you realize a journey you cannot take, you will take it. This month, as you are making up your mind about relating well in the family of God, I see God taking you far in the name of Jesus Christ. When we become united, we become a multitude. And everybody is afraid of multitudes. When we are voting, they say majority carries the vote. So if the church become united and we become a group, a strong group, we will take the vote out of the wings of the devil. Hallelujah. Any church that is a big church, even in the natural realm, the systems of the world respect them. Churches like Pentecost, Methodist, all those churches, you see that the politicians take note of them because they carry majority of people. So when the Pentecost chairman talks to his people not to vote, out of the census they did last year, the Church of Pentecost have 2 million members in Ghana. So they are about 10% of our population. So if they alone decide not to vote, any president who is standing will lose. That is why we need to be strong and to be together, so that we can dominate the affairs, even in the physical. Hallelujah. You see that in the late 90s, 2019 coming, the Arabs, they rose up. When you are a president in an Arab nation, you are there forever. They call it the Arab uprising. And when they rose up, nations like Egypt, Morocco, they removed their presidents. It was not a vote. The people said, we are tired. And when all the people made up their mind, the president have no means than to change. Hallelujah. What are we saying? Whenever a group of people unite for a common cause, a change comes. So if we, all of us, you know that this church, you are a very important person, and you rise up, align with the goals of this commission, this church will change within a few months. Hallelujah. And my prayer for all of us this morning is that our hearts and our minds will turn towards the purpose of God through this church in the name of Jesus Christ. We know that the church is the family of God. And last week, God through Reverend told us the mandate of the church. Why should we belong to the family of God through this church? And not only this church, every church that mentions the name of Jesus Christ, that upholds the word of God, is of God. So we should all together help that church. To me, if I meet a Methodist reverend, he is my pastor. If I meet an Anglican father, he is my father. Why? Because we are one body. We shouldn't allow, I go to Pentecost, I go to Roman, I come to Congress to divide the body of God. Because when we go to church, when we go to heaven, we will not have a suburb for Congress members alone. It is one church, one body, one spirit, one God, one baptism. Hallelujah. So we should unite together as members of one body. If all the churches in this nation unite together, most of the decisions our leaders are making, they can't make them. Last week, Reverend was saying they want to build a national cathedral. And you see Christians are the people who are talking against it. But if all of us as Christians agree that the national cathedral is for our good, nobody can stand against it. Last time I was asking them in my local center, when they were building the national mosque, was the country not in need? The country was in need. Ghana had been in need from 1957. It is not now that Ghana is going to be in need. But when they were building the national mosque, did you hear any Muslim rise up and say that they were building the national mosque, the country was in need, so they should stop building the mosque? No. They all rallied against the president. They built the national mosque. When they were building the national mosque, your tax was inside, my tax was inside. Did you hear? No Christian talked. But why is it that Christians, when they are doing something for us, we ourselves will rise up and talk? Hallelujah. We don't understand the unity of the body of Christ. Recently, about 2 weeks ago, they are going to Hajj. And they say the money the Hajj committee is taking is too much. So they have petitioned the president to do something about the tickets they are taking to go and do Hajj. The Hajj village, it is our money that they use to build the Hajj village. When they go to the Hajj village, the water they will use, the light they will use, is taxpayers' money they use. When they are going in the aeroplane, it is the nation that arranged the flights. Whose money do they use? Is it not our money? But have you heard anybody talking about them? No. Because if you talk, they will rise up against you. We are afraid of a few. That is why they are now dominating. Hallelujah. So for the church to work, it doesn't matter what church the person belongs to. We should all rise up and be united for God and for Jesus. That is my philosophy in life. Anywhere you mention church, hey, if I don't even go to the church, I will come and talk about it. Why? Because we are one body. That is the only way the church of God will dominate on this world and take over the kingdoms of our world. When you read the Lord's Prayer, the prayer is that, let your kingdom come. But for the kingdom to work, somebody has to work it. I've heard Papa say it over and over again. Anywhere that something is working, that means that men are at work. And for all of us to work together, we should have one heart. We should be united for the goal. Hallelujah. So the church of God has to come together. We need to realign our thinking and know that when the church is moving forward, you too, you will be moving forward. Yes, there may be problems in the church. Everywhere there are problems. As long as there are institutions run by man, there will be problems. But let's look at the bigger picture. The blessings that the church gives to the society. Look at Ghana. Take all the mission schools from our secondary schools, even the basic schools, the secondary schools. Take all the mission schools from it. Ghana is nothing. Ghana is just an empty city. Look at the hospitals. Take all the Catholic hospitals. Take all the mission hospitals. And the nation is empty. Even those people who are making noise, how much have they contributed to the church? Hallelujah. And that is why all of us, as a member of the body of Christ, don't ever criticize any church. Let all of us stand for Jesus. When you defend the church, you are defending Jesus. When Jesus met Paul in Acts chapter 9, he told Paul, "Why are you persecuting me?" So if Paul, by standing against the Christians, was persecuting Jesus, that means that when all of us, we stand for Jesus, we stand for the building of the church, then we are working for Jesus. And all of us should rise up. Hallelujah. If you don't rise up and defend the church, very soon, you will agree to a situation you don't like. Yesterday, I was reading something. They said that now in France, when you are going for swimming, now France have a lot of Muslims. It's almost a Muslim nation. They have passed a law. You see that Muslims, girls, if you are swimming, you can't wear their swimming thing. So they have passed a law for religious reason. The swimming suits that the girls use, they don't use it again. Hallelujah. And you see that Christians will be here, will be fighting about pastor who have slept with somebody, pastor who have stolen somebody's money. Instead of rising and building the body of Christ. So we are continuing on the series Reverend started it last week. What is the mandate of the church? What is the mandate of the church? One mandate of the church is that the church is a place of deliverance from demonic activities. In Obadiah 17, he said, "But upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance." Upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. So the church is the place for deliverance from demonic activities. You have to understand that as long as we are in this world, there are demonic activities on this world. There are some things you take to hospital. Doctors cannot diagnose it. They will say, somebody said, things are moving in my body. They put you in the scan. They can't see anything. It is a demonic activity. And the place where we will be free is the church of God. In Colossians chapter 1 verse 13, the Bible says that he have redeemed us from the powers of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. So you need to understand that whenever people are in church, a Bible believing church, where you are taught the word of God and you are putting it to work, you get free from all demonic operations. Hallelujah. I met somebody. He said that his body, it is like they have put pepper on his body. The body will be scratching. When they test her, everything is not working. Then they took her to a place. Somebody took her to a place. And I don't know whether he's a malam or something. He took egg. When he put the egg on her body and move it down, the egg will turn black. Then as the man is doing that, like the pepper in her body, it went away. Demonic activities are there. And it is only the church that we can get true deliverance. Sometimes When they do everything and it's not working, some of the doctors will say that this one, you need to see God. Somebody said this one, you need to go and see Obinim. Because they see that their powers have limits. We are not saying doctors. Doctors are very helpful. But there are things, it is beyond the scope of science. And it is the church where people can get true deliverance. Hallelujah. The church is also the place where people are empowered to live the God kind of life. Holy life. The church is an empowerment center. That's why when you come to church, don't just come and sit and go. You need to go with something that will change everything around you. So the church is an empowerment center. The same Obadiah 17, he said that, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. So in the church, you are empowered to live a holy life. Sometimes we are told, don't do this, don't steal, don't insult, don't do this. All those things we know already. But the power to do it is the problem. And when we come to church, God by His Spirit empower us so that we can live a life that is glorifying to His name. This morning I pray that you will be empowered by the Spirit so that you can live the glorious life that God has for all of us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Also, the church is the only place that we can possess what is truly ours. When God called us, God gave us blessings. God have called us into blessings. We just pray about the blessings of Abraham. God have called us into blessings. But the blessings are not just there. Always you should understand. Some people say that me, I have not done anybody anything. So me, nobody will do me anything. It's a lie. The devil is always fighting everybody. Whether you have done him something or not, it is fighting everybody. And sometimes we have the contradictions of sinners. You have seen that this is what God has for you. But before you realize, another thing will come. And it will destroy the blessings that is coming. That is why in the church, God empower us again to possess everything that is for us. Yesterday, I was talking to somebody. Her director called her that, oh, the way she is good. She is very serious with his work. She is planning to hand the company to her. That was 2 weeks ago that the director called her. And in the meeting of directors, she also recommended her again that you have been doing well. Your sector have been doing well. The way you have been doing your things, I will give the company. I am thinking of handing the company. That was last 2 weeks. Then the week that have just passed, yesterday she called me. She said that the director who said she is doing well have also given her a letter 1 week later. She has been suspended 1 week, 1 month without pay. And she don't understand. I said, what did you do? He said, I don't understand. We organized something. The instructions that he gave, that is what I followed. And now, somebody have went to say something else. And I told her, that is the contradiction of sinners. What should we do? It's a storm. Just let's speak against the storm. All these storms will stop. And I could see that she was troubled. After we talked, she was happy. It is the church that opens your eyes to the things that God has for you. And if you know that this is what God has for me, you just rise up and you take it. Hallelujah. He said, from the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. So when you come to the church and your eyes are open, then you rise up and you take it. Knowing that the church have all these important blessings for us. A place where we can take our portion, our dominion. A place that we can get deliverance. What are some of the things to do so that we can see the unity of the church? Hallelujah. The devil knows that we have all these things, and always he will be fighting us so that we will get angry, so that we will not want to come to church. He will use people to come before us so that we miss all these blessings. So what are the things that you should do? What are the things that I should do to enhance the unity of the church? The first thing that all of us should do, if anything will benefit you, it starts from your head. Change your mindset. Hallelujah. This morning, I want to encourage all of us. Change your mindset about the church. Change your mindset about the church. If you change your mindset about something, you see that automatically the thing will be changing. If you think that I am a bad person, whatever I do, you will not like it. But when you change your mindset about me, it changes your outlook about the thing. And the thing will start changing. Hallelujah. So if we will benefit from the church, if the church will be united, all of us gathered here this morning to change our thinking about the church. A lot of people come to church for various reasons. We went to evangelism at Window there. One woman talked to me. She wants to come to church. She's an old woman. And I said, okay, come. Why does she want to come to church? She said that when she died, she wants a church to do her burial service for her. So she wants to come to church so that when she dies, we will do her burial service. That is king. Some people come to church so that when they are doing wedding, people will come. So change your mindset about the church. What are some of the things we should know in changing your mindset? Know that every one of us seated here have something to contribute to your destiny. Every one of us seated here can help you in one way or the other. When you start looking at people like that, you will start valuing people. So if today you are up, we are not praying that you will come down. But you have to understand that this man standing here, one day he too will rise. Hallelujah. So know that everybody in church have something to contribute to your destiny. They have something to do to take you to the next level. If you know it like that, your commitment towards people will change. When we read 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 2 coming, it talks about David, that there were 400 men. Those 400 people were poor. Some of them were in debt. The Bible said that they joined themselves to him. At that time, David was their leader. But those 400 men, when you read chapter 23, I believe they went to talk to other people that the man David is a good man. When he goes, he gives us food to eat. Our debtors cannot come and catch us. So, let's go. So, in chapter 23, they have increased from 400 to 600 men. And you have to understand that these men came with their families. So, it will be about 2,000 people that David was over them. But these 600 men that David was taking care of them, a time came, they were the people who were taking care of David. Hallelujah. They became the mighty men of David. There was one man, young man among them, Shemaiah. He said that they went to war, and one of the sons of the giants rose up. He was about to kill David. This young man rose up and killed the man. But for that young man, Jonathan, David would have died. So understand that everybody you meet, they have something to contribute to your destiny. Hallelujah. Today they may be small, tomorrow they will grow. So honor people. Know that everybody can help you to go to where you are taking you, God is taking you to. God says that he is going to bless us. But you have to understand that the blessings of God is in men. God is going to bless us. He is going to bless us through men. The Bible said, he said, give and I will give to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over, will God cause men. God will not open the heavens again. Will God cause men to give to you. Hallelujah. So in changing our mindset, we need to understand that everybody in this church can contribute to our destiny. They can help to take us to where God wants to take us. So change your mindset about people. Again, you need to understand that all other people in 2 Samuel chapter 23 verse 8, it talks about these people that contributed to the life of David. Also, you need to know that the church can do some things for you that your natural family cannot do. Sometimes you may be in need. Your natural family members may not be there. Your father, your mother, your sister, your brothers, they will not be there. If you truly belong to the family, it is the church family that will do for you. I can use myself as an example. When I gave birth to Nyameche, I am the last of 8 children. So before I married, my mother was already on pension age. When I married, my mother was 64 years. When I gave birth first, she was 65. I gave birth first in Kumasi. She was there for only 6 weeks. When I gave birth to Aseda, she came for 1 month. When I gave birth to Nyameche, she couldn't come. She wanted to come, but at that time she was about 73, 74. When she come, I will become mebre more in Sitnawo. Because of that, abrewanu meshana and san masan beshe mehun masan sheme ba mawonu kaho. You get it? But church members, we were in the hospital for more than 1 week. God bless Reverend and his wife. Mama Fosti will bring me food in the morning. She will bring me food in the evening. She was the one washing my things. They came to take my children to their house. Took care of them till I was discharged from the hospital. My natural family members, nobody was here. My family, we are 6 boys and 2 girls. My elder sister is not here. So my brothers cannot come and take care of me. But because I have church family members, hallelujah, they were there for me. Hallelujah. So you need to understand that sometimes you may be in situations that your natural family members may not be there. Sometimes they would like to be there, but they cannot be there. Like my mother, she wanted to come, but on our Google, she can't come. But because I have church family, I remember when I gave birth, I had challenges with the baby. Sister Mary was there. She came there Saturday that I gave birth, that Mama Fosti came there in the evening. She called her and she was with me from Saturday to Tuesday. Tuesday, she never went home. It was Mama Fosti that told her, go home and bath and come. You have not bathed for 3 days. Hey, go home and bath. She was sitting beside me. I couldn't tell her, go and bath. Mama Fosti was there, Mary. She was there. When I was having the challenges, the baby was going through the crisis, she was there with the baby. Said, mommy, rest. Let me take care of the baby. Once I nearly passed out, she was the one that was there and hold me. Hallelujah. When they said I should express the milk for the baby, when I use the thing, it don't come. But when Mary come, nah, she does it, the milk will come. Hallelujah. church family. Once they said we should go and do some tests. It was a weekend. I couldn't get anybody. Again, Mary said, let's call. At that time, he was Brother Sly. Let's call Sly. He came. He just came and took the samples. She said, it was Saturday. The labs are closed. I don't know where he went. He went to do the lab test and brought the results to me. Hallelujah. Church family. So there are people in the church that there are, you will be in situations that your natural family members may not be there. But because we belong to a church family, they are there for us. They will come close and they will help. Change your mindset about church people. We may all have our own problems, but you need to understand that we are there to be a blessing. Hallelujah. Not to be a curse. Church family, there are situations, natural people, your husband may not be there. Your wife may not be there. Your children may not be there. Even there are some things your children can't do. You need an elderly person to do. If you have a church family member, hallelujah, she will do it for you. Again, one of the times I gave birth to, I think it was Aseda. Everybody, it was a Sunday. I gave birth on Saturday. Sunday morning, they discharged me. Papa came to take me, brought me to the house, and went back to church. And you know our church, we go, we don't close that. And I was there in the afternoon. I was shivering. I don't know, I was not feeling well. And the baby was crying. I couldn't take her up. Thank God. At that time, Irene was a small girl. I heard somebody knocking my door. I couldn't even get up to respond. But she opened the door and was opening the doors. And she opened the door. She came to meet me. I said, come. Come and carry my baby for me. She carried my baby. She went to look for a blanket. She came to cover me. I told her, take the baby. When Papa comes, go to your house. I don't know the time she left. I fell asleep. When I woke up, Papa was there. Where is Irene? She said, Irene have left. She cooked food for me, took care of Bodua. So my husband came. But for church, maybe I don't know what would have happened. Hallelujah. So change your mindset about church people. There are things that church members can do for you. Some of us here, we have got jobs because of this church. Reverend will say, some of you have got boyfriends and girlfriends, even husbands, because of this church. If you have not come to the church, maybe by now you wouldn't be married. By now you wouldn't have got a job. So change your mindset about people in the church. It is, if you truly belong to the church and you truly align with the goals of the church, you will get people. I was telling them on Wednesday in our local center, there are places I'm going, I don't have to go. Just call somebody. Call somebody. You will get it. You are going to do, driving licenses. Oh, Sofo is there. Just call Sofo. Sofo, when I reach there, the funds they give me, they say, sit here. Me mami abo, omo mami funds. Me nyeshe, yaya me license amami. Why? It's because of the church that I knew him. I was going to do my passport. One of our pastors in church, I didn't know Ghana, you can do passport one day. He took me. Soldiers was there. They were doing some things. He also called another woman. The woman came, talked to the soldiers. They said, come. We entered. They did the passport for us. They said, when it is 4 o'clock, the system closes. We went there past 4 o'clock in the evening. They still did it. And they said, you go. Tomorrow, we will give the passport to this man and he will send it to you. Passport people can take 3 months because of church. It was done. Hallelujah. The church is the only family that will be there in your time of need. The church is the only family that will be there in your time of need. When you are in a place and you are working, let's say you are sick, 1 month they will come and visit you. 2 months, only a few people will visit you. Very soon, nobody will come again. Nobody will come again. But it's the church. The church. The church that will be there. They will visit you every day. As long as you are sick. When you go to the Orthodox churches, they have time, they visit invalids. In my former church, Anglican, every Thursday, they come to the house. The father will come, pray for the sick people. My father was not well. They will come and pray for him, give him communion, encourage him. Every Thursday, they visit him. How many of his friends visited him? None. So the church is the only place that people will be there for you in your time of need. They will be there for you. Again, let me sound this one. When people are there for you, don't forget them when things become better for you. Hallelujah. A lot of us, when we are in need and people are there for us, oh, that's one. But when you are able to stand up, you see that they forget the people. When David was chased from Jerusalem by his own son Absalom, there was a man called Barzillai. He said that he was a great man. And that man, in the Bible, when they say you are a great man, that means you have a lot of money. And that man was there for David in 2 Samuel chapter 19 verse 32. He said that he provided for David and all his household when they ran away from Jerusalem. But David too, he was one of the men he remembered when he was dying. He told Solomon, there is this man who took care of me when I was down. Make sure that his sons... So sometimes you will do good. Your children are the ones who will benefit. He said, make sure that his sons will be among the people that sit at your table. And Solomon called his sons, and they were part of the people that always dine with Solomon's table. In 1 Kings chapter 2 verse 7. So as the church is helping you, you too, when you are able to get up, help others. Jesus told them, he said that, Peter, the devil sought to feast you like wheat, but I have prayed for you. When thou hast delivered, strengthen your brethren. So whenever God help you, you too help other people. God helps you through people, so you too help other people. How can we change our mindset about people? How can we change our mindset, our people? One thing you have to do is that work on your mindset. Don't let the experiences, one person did you wrong, so you said that, all these people, they are wrong. No. Work on your mindset. Work on your mindset concerning people. Think on good things concerning people. That is the work you need to do. Align your mind with the Bible. So think Bible thoughts about people. Yes, they may have done the wrong thing, but think good for them. Think Bible thoughts about people. That is one thing you can do. When negative thoughts come to your mind about people, rebuke it. Because thoughts are spirits. So rebuke it. Even in your own natural family, rebuke it. Do good for people. Think positive thoughts about people. Yes, they may be doing the wrong thing about you. That is their problem. But think good for them. Because the thoughts you think about them are seeds that you are sowing. And whatever you sow, you will reap. So if you think negative about people, you will reap negative. If you think good about people, you will reap good. Hallelujah. So to change our mindset about people in the church, the first way we should do is that we should think Bible thoughts about people. Hallelujah. Another thing that we should do is that we should speak Bible words about people. Think it, speak it, act it. Those are the three things. You think it, you speak it, you will act it. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, that was the thing God told Joshua. If you will read the word, you will think about it. You will make it stay in your eyes and you will do it. Your way will be prosperous. So to change your mindset, you think Bible thoughts, you speak Bible words, and you act Bible way. Do what God says you should do. One thing I've learned from Papa, he said, whenever there is any issue we are talking about, he will just say, what does God's word say about this thing? Let's relate to this person by the word of God. Sometimes, he says, sometimes the way you are even thinking about the person, that is not how it is. Don't listen to second people, third person opinion about an issue. Just go and talk to the person. That is kingdom way. So we should always, if you want to change your mindset about me, think good things about me. When you see me, act good towards me. As you act something over a period of time, you see that it becomes your nature and you will be able to do it. Hallelujah. So if we want the church to be united, all of us need to do a mindset alignment. Align your mind. Know that the church can give you something good. Know that the people sitting around you, they can contribute good things to you. Know that the people in the church, they are helpers of your destiny. They are not destroyers of your destiny. And as you do this, you are thinking good, you are speaking good, you are acting good. You will see that good things will also be coming to you from other people. Hallelujah. That is God's way. Again, the second one we are ending with. How can we ensure the unity of the church? One thing we can do is to pray that the church will remain united. Pray for the unity of the church. Everything we are trying to do, it is God that will help us to do it. The Bible says that it is God who gives us the power to do well. So anything we are doing, like the unity we are asking for, you pray for it. Some of the blocks that the devil puts on our way, it is, we cannot remove it by your strength. You need the power of God to remove it. So we should pray that God will help the church to remain united. Romans chapter 12, verse 16. Romans chapter 12, verse 16. He said, be of the same mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. God wants us to have the same mind. And for us to have the same mind that God wants to have, we should be praying for one another. In the same Romans chapter 15, verse 5 and 6, Romans 15, 5 and 6, he said, now may the God of patience and comfort, Paul was praying for the church in Rome, he said that now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded towards one another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This was the prayer of Paul for the church in Rome. Hallelujah. And it can also be our prayer. We should learn to pray. Father, make the church strong. Make us a family. Bring us together. Make us united. Help your church to stay together. We have learned that every kingdom that is together the kingdom dominates. So if we want the church to be stronger, then we should all come together. Even in kingdoms, when you see kingdoms, when they are making wars, you see why America don't want to join himself to the Russia and Ukraine thing. The moment they join, it will be a world war. Because America half its allies. Russia half its allies. So the moment America join, Britain will like to join. France will like to join. Germany will join. Then Russia will call his friends also. And before we know, another world war have come. Whenever a people are together, they dominate. And one way we pray, we make sure that people dominate, is by prayers. Pray for them. Make sacrifices for them, for the group. You see, the Asante Kingdom, they are strong. Although nowadays kings are not giving a lot of honor. But when you go to Ashanti region, when the Asante Hima died, they said that everybody is sleeping. Otunfo is not the president of Ghana. But he said Asante region, everybody is sleeping. And everybody slept. If you like, go out and see. Why? Because they are together. They are together. They have paramount chiefs, bigger people under them. And they make them strong. What brought them together? Some people sacrifice their life for the kingdom. So we should pray. If we want the church to be a family, when you have a problem, I have a problem. When you are happy, I am happy. When you have good things, I also have good things. That was what was happening in the first church. He said that in the first church, nobody have a problem. Nobody have a lack. Why? Because they were all together. So, for us to be of one mind, we need to pray. Pray for it. Pray for it. Anything that you want to do, ask God for grace to do it. Then also, as we are praying, take steps to make it work. Take steps to make it work. Don't be the one who is bringing the unity down. Make steps. You as a person, what can you do to help the church to be united? Do it. Don't be the one who is always bringing problems. Have you heard? Have you seen? And this person was saying this about you. It will bring the church down. No. Do something that will bring the growth of the church. That will raise people up. That will make people stronger. I always tell the people that are close to me, I say, when I talk about you, I want you to be like me. If I talk about your child, what I want for my children, that is what I want for your child. I want my children to do well. I want everyone's child to do well. So if I see something about your child and I'm talking about it, the way I will talk about it in my children's life, that's the same thing I will do. Maybe I can't beat them, but with my mouth, I will correct them. That is what I want. I want, if all my children becomes well and your children are vagabonds, what profit do I get? That is the mindset we should have. We should have that mindset. Now we are in a selfish society. Everybody is thinking about me, my children, my husband, nobody else. We should think about other people. Last week, Reverend told us, others. We should think about others. And one way we can do that is to help others raise up. I remember when we came here, a lot of the people in the church, they have finished school. They have not going to university. Papa told them, go to university. Go. Some of the people in the church that they are going to school, it is the church that is helping them. Why? We want them to be up. We want them to be up. So, do something that will make the church, the unity work. If you two, you are a parent, we see your child and we are talking about your child, It's not that we hate them. It's because we want them to do well. It's because we want things to work for them. Those of us who are a little older, if you are doing something, a pastor, a leader, an elder, a deacon talks to you, it's not because the person hates you. If I hate you, what will I get? But if all my church members are big people, I like it in my school. Whenever they want to do anything, they will come and ask me, do you know somebody in this place? And it seems that always I know somebody. Somebody was going to a camp panta. They came to ask me, so mommy, your church members, do you have somebody in Efie Kwanta? I said, yes, I know somebody in Efie Kwanta. I called Sister Comfort. This person is coming to hospital. He said, I will stand here and wait for the person. She didn't know the person. The person is me colleague. But because I know somebody there, the person was helped. That is what we want. We want church members that are at good place. I always tell them in my school, the market, I know people there. Everywhere you pass in this city, I know people there. If you want anything, you come and ask me. I will call somebody for you. And that is the blessing. And those things will come if sometimes in unity, we need to punish people. We need to see people, some of them, if you can beat them, you beat them. If you can shout at them, we shout at you. If we see you, we can do you anything. So that your life will be better. I told somebody, the way you are learning, you will fail. This one, even if we pray for you, you will fail. And she failed. You will fail. You don't sit there and be serious and learn. You are going to fail. Everybody in this world will come and pray for you. You will fail. The results came, she didn't do well. Why? Because I am a teacher. I know how students pass. The way you are behaving, you can't pass. If you want to pass, do this, do this, do this. You pass. I told him, even people who don't go to church, they get 8 A's. They get 8 A's. I'm not saying don't pray. Pray. Do spiritual things. But after doing the spiritual things, there are other things you do. Do it. And things will work. Some of these things you may not know. Other people may know. When they tell you, we are also in a prideful generation now. When you tell people things, they get angry. That's why most of us, our lives are not being changed. It is a blessing to get somebody to call you and talk to you. It is becoming rare in our society. Now you can't talk to somebody's child anyhow. Human rights will catch you. The last time somebody came to our school, madam, he is going to buy the cane. Then me, I will use it to cane the child. Okay, go and bring the cane. Take the cane to your house. When you go, cane him. You can't cane him. Me, that I should cane him. That they say that the madam have caned him and they will come and catch me. He is your son. Take him. Hey, madam, me, when you beat my child, I won't talk. I said, no. Nowadays, we don't talk about people's children. We don't beat them. If he is fooling, let him fool. When he comes to your house, do whatever. You can kill him. It's your son. You are going to bring a cane. That's me. I should use it to cane him. In the morning, I have not eaten. The small energy I have from yesterday, I can't use it on your child for me to die. Please take the cane to your house. When he comes, kill him. But at first, when we were growing up, it was not like that. When somebody see you, he can beat you before you will go and tell your mother, I met your child and I have beaten him. And your mother will beat you on top. Now we are in a very protective society. Most of us who are parents here, you cannot raise your child alone. That's one thing I've seen. You cannot raise your child alone. They have to go to places for people to help them. And sometimes in helping them, the people who are helping them should be hard. We cannot skip systems. So if somebody is helping to raise your child, thank them. Be happy about it. Thank them. When they were vacating last time, I was there. My daughter called me. Don't understand it. She called, "Mommy, do you know what have happened to me?" I said, "Oh, no. Do you know that I have been debunked? Oh, Mama J of all people, she have debunked me." I said, "What happened?" Na minti brofuna okikana si se ya debunked was utino. Mama J called me that even my daughters have done that. I said, "Ah, that's the only thing she did to you." And she said, "Yes." I said, "Ah, if I meet Mama J in church on Sunday, I will be very angry. She should give you reading, reading. You should read. You have disgraced her. In front of the whole school, she have even said that her own daughter, you have left your hair bushy. Why have you left your hair? When the Baba comes, she will take 7 cedis. Just 7 cedis. That weekend, your father sent you 200. 200, when you take 7 cedis out of it, how much will be left? 193. And you have stood there for you to disgrace her on top. Thank God it was Mama J. If it was me, I would give you a portion to read. And let it be your first. The way I gave it to her on the phone, she was quiet. "Mommy, please, I am going." I said, "You better go. You better go before I catch you there." And when we went for it, she came back. I don't know. I gave her a second round. Let it be your first and last warning that you will go to school and go and disgrace your mother there. And it is said, indiscipline. It's real. Sure, when you see me, that means that's who you are. How better? Oh, the car was it? In the name of Mama J. Mama J, crow and yashi. Now, me and Kabu, get the baby school. "Mommy, please, I am going, you know. Go away. Bye bye." That was it. You can't raise your children alone. Some parents will see her and say, "Hey, Mama J, now then I'll depend on you." And I say, "Oh, more, Makwan. Next week, oh, more, Makwan." In the, what's all Jano Manibetu? If your children don't abide by the rules and they misbehave and they correct them, when you see them, congratulate them. If you buy them a gift, I owe you a gift, Mama J. I will look for a gift. Till Monday, I will bring you a gift. Yes, you buy them a gift. But you see parents, when you correct their children, they will come. Then they will be talking. They will be talking. Then see your teachers and your fire. We are there, Mama. Last Friday, I saw after school, they were fighting. It's after school. We are from the bed, crank. We are close. Kill yourself. Me too, I'm going to my house. When you get injured, I will take you to the hospital. Some of them, you carry them to the hospital. I took somebody, put her in my car, took her to the house. Her mother couldn't even say, "Madam, what me banana bans me dasi?" Or say, "Mommy, instructions." Say, mini what? Ena, who jan wo fie? So it was one of the children I went with who find somebody. We left the child. And the child got sick again. They came to call me. I should carry her. I said, "No. Call her mother, wherever she is. Come and carry your child yourself. According to the new rules, we don't give children medicine. If they are sick, call their mother." "So I'll call you. Come and take your child. Take her home." You can't raise your children alone. In the church is the same. We are all children of God. So as children of God, we may err. Yeah, money. Sometimes come and see the fire we take. Papa will give it to you nicely. Then what paper will name which you are not fine, no way. You don't complain. So when we are helping your faith, take it. That is what will make the family grow. That's what will make the family grow. And I pray for all of us that God will help us to build this family so that through us, whenever you are in trouble, you can pick your phone. As I said, you can pick your phone, call somebody, and you know that this person will be there for you. Hallelujah.
We trust that you have been blessed by the word of God. We would love to have you worship with us at Conquest Global Ministries, Kakrade, or call us on 0243-287-958 or 0246-111-278. You are blessed.